and long-term plans. As we celebrate this festive season, may you find time for rest, time for gratitude, and time for the people who matter the most to you. From all of us, Santa Sunday, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2026. Let's go.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Tante Alliance collapses. Unionized Chambishi copper smelter workers fight unauthorized pension transfer. In global news, Trump says Venezuela to hand over up to 50 million barrels of oil to U.S. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwenzina Mwenga. The Tonse Alliance has announced that it will no longer recognize the Patriotic Front as a partner, but will instead work with the Edgar Lungu political movement. Tonse Alliance caretaker, chairman and Christian Democratic Party president, Professor Danny Pule, says the decision was made by the Alliance Council of Leaders during their virtual meeting held last evening, who unanimously agreed that the PF's leadership crisis and internal conflicts have hindered the Alliance's progress. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Professor Pule says the council resolved to maintain membership of the Edgar Lungu PF political movement as guided by the late former president as a way to honor his wishes and legacy. Professor Pule said the alliance has been held at ransom, delayed to make progress and made to look institutionally disorganized as a result of the leadership crisis, wrangles, court battles, factionalism, divisions, rivalry and chaotic politics in the PF as the anchor party. He says the Council of Leaders believes this decision will allow the Tonse Alliance to move forward and make progress. And Professor Pule has disclosed that the Council of Leaders unanimously appointed Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba as chairman of the ECLPF political movement, as he seems to understand the movement's vision and was instrumental in bringing it to the Tonse Alliance together with Mr. Lungu, its founder leader.
The Tonse Alliance has been held at ransom or hostage, delayed to make progress and made to look institutionally disorganized as a result of the leadership crisis, wrangles, court battles, factionalism, divisions, rivalry and chaotic politics in PF as the anchor party. For many months, especially after the death of President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Hence, the council resolved that the alliance shall henceforth only maintain the membership of ECLPF movement as the constitution as guided by Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu himself and as officially done away with anyone and everything to do with the PF party.
Meanwhile, Professor Pule has revealed that the alliance will hold a general congress within this month to elect a new chairperson, presidential candidate, and other office bearers in preparation for the 2026 general elections. And Opposition Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has withdrawn its participation from the Tonse Alliance with immediate effect. Party President Sean Temple says the decision has been arrived at due to continued squabbles, bickering and procrastination among senior members of the alliance. Conduct, he says, has undermined public confidence in the coalition. In a formal letter dated 7th January 2026 and addressed to Professor Danny Pule, Vice Chairman of the Alliance, Mr. Tembo, says the move has been made with profound sadness and regret after concluding that internal disagreements are preventing a united campaign ahead of the general election. Some unionized mine workers at Chambeshi Copper Smelter in Chambeshi District on the Copper Belt have raised concerns over the transfer of their pension benefits from Mukuba Pension Trust to Longhorn Pension Trust Fund without their consent. The affected employees say their pension funds were transferred late last year, raising fears over the safety and management of their retirement benefits. The workers have told Phoenix News that they were initially contributing to the Mukuba Pension Trust and only agreed in 2021 to transition to the Longhorn scheme under the understanding that their accrued funds would remain with Mukuba until retirement or separation from Chambeshi Copper Smelter. They have, however, disclosed that they were recently informed that their funds had been transferred to Longhorn without their approval or proper authorization.
So if you for my employees, that today for an art can, that today for a shindia watu me, she for a shikari kwa pina kumuku. She shiva wa kwete mo interest, wa refok tsendere ndarama. Kulia, since company ya rifumamu, ta wa kwete business na wa mkuba. Nye wane kwete business na wa mkuba over that money, because na rishi wombera kare shire mpia, anisha riba taxe po kare.
Nende rana kuluwa PIA, ba PIA, mwe wale kutuwa solaizi, atishimu pia shie kumukuba kumakulongua, shie kulongo ni kumakumukuba. Please, tuwa nipapata. Ishimu pia, tule kire nishikali kumukuba kulea kuine. Kwewe nenga tuwaleke nchito, tukayapo kila kulea kuine. Kwe naifunga my employees, tatulefua timu pia shifume kumukuba, shire ya kulongon. Because wa mkuba tuwasa inishanyana vena, oro takuri umbiwa wala kwa tamaka, pambi yesho na abo mbele ne mwino, wala chita authorize ya kufumia mpia kumukuba, kutu wala kulongon. Hawe.
And documents obtained by Phoenix News show that by July 2023, pension scheme assets for unionized workers at the mining firm were being co-managed under both Mukuba and Longhorn Pension Trust funds. And in March 2024, Labour Commissioner Givens Muntengwa reportedly guided mine unions, the two pension funds and Chambeshi Copper Smelter Management that worker consent must be obtained before any pension fund transfers are effected. Meanwhile, the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAL, has disputed claims that the transfer was done without worker approval. NUMAL National Secretary Stephen Monga says the decision to move the pension fund from Mukuba to Longhorn was initiated by workers themselves through their branch leadership.
Initially, Mukuba actually agreed because they understood that, pension funds were, according to the law, are portable. You can actually transfer them at any time. Okay, the scheme, holders can decide to transfer. After some time, we just got surprised. Mukuba started now bringing up issues to the extent, actually, the issue where I think was reported even to the law enforcement agencies like KCC and PIA, okay, who came in to verify whether due diligence was followed, and it was proved. The personal as national secretary, I was actually interviewed by SEC, and I proved, and we were cleared.
Efforts to get a comment from Chambeshi Copper Smelter Management proved futile by broadcast time. The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, has successfully concluded negotiations in collaboration with the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAL, with NFC Africa Mining PLC, resulting in a 1,000 kwacha across-the-board salary increment for all unionized employees for the year 2026. MUZ President Joseph Chewe has revealed that the agreement was reached yesterday in accordance with the Labour and Industrial Relations Act, CAP 269 of the Laws of Zambia, and will apply from 1st January 2026 to 31st December 2026. In a statement, Mr. Chewe adds that the union also secured an agreement that healthcare provision for employees based in Chingola will be reviewed. He further states that the agreement provides for annual leave passage for all employees and the introduction of a retention allowance for professionally qualified employees. Mr. Chewe has since reiterated the union's commitment to protecting the interests of its members through constructive engagement with employers.